State officials led by Massachusetts Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito visited the town of Conway Monday to see firsthand the damage caused by Saturday's freak February tornado and to assure residents the state will help the small town rebuild. When Tropical Storm Irene and a rare October snowstorm struck the hill towns in Hampshire and Franklin counties in 2011, they were followed by federal disaster declarations to help pay for the costs of the emergency response, cleanup, and rebuilding. But such help is unlikely this time for the town of Conway, according to Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency Director Kurt Schwartz.
It's unlikely that the damage will meet any federal threshold, so I do not expect a federal disaster declaration.
Damage from the tornado, the first February twister in Massachusetts since modern record-keeping began, was confined to an area roughly 5 miles long and 20 miles wide. A dozen homes were damaged, with six left uninhabitable. A 300-year-old barn that was being used to store antiques was flattened, and a church heavily damaged. Hundreds of trees were snapped in two or toppled. No one was killed or injured. Polito surveyed the damage and spoke with town officials and residents and said she would brief Governor Charlie Baker upon his return Tuesday from Washington, where he was attending meetings of the National Governors Association.
2 years ago, when we were overwhelmed by the storms of 2015, I think that helped prepare us for challenges like this. And you could see that the collaboration and the response from all of the first responders, both local and state, worked to help stabilize this community very quickly.
State Representative Stephen Kulik, whose district includes Conway and who is vice chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, said once MEMA makes a damage assessment and the costs to the town are tallied, officials will look at the possibility of providing state funds.
This is not unheard of when there have been natural disasters. Some of the towns that I've represented over the years, we've done this, and other places in the Commonwealth that have had seawall failures and flooding and storm damage of one kind or another. We can provide some supplemental funding through the state budget process, and that will certainly be an option here in Conway.
Conway has a population of 2,000 people and an annual budget of roughly $5 million.
The town of Conway, they lost the roof from their salt and sand shed at their highway department. That is insured. They will be putting in a claim for that. Usually the kinds of damage that would trigger some state funding would, if there's a lot of road damage, erosion, that sort of thing. There doesn't seem to be a lot of that in this case. Most of the damage seems restricted to personal property, people's homes, unfortunately, and hopefully they would be insured for an event like this. And then there's certainly going to be the cost of the town's emergency response. A lot of people were working on overtime over the weekend.
Jason Kiza of Northeast Tree Care and Landscaping, who was working Monday to remove trees that came crashing down onto a house, said it was the most severe tree damage he's seen in the area in several years.
We've seen some microbursts and done some a lot of storm work. We were almost due for one in this area, you know, because the last one was that October storm 4 or 5 years ago. So, you know, this is New England, so all in due time, they come around.
The town has established a relief fund at the Greenfield Savings Bank, and the Conway Firemen's Auxiliary has created a fundraising page to help residents impacted by the storm. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.